ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 द लास्ट टू वर्सेस 68 एंड 69। टेक्स्ट 68 इज देयर इन बोर्ड। आत्मानमिह संजातम् जानन् प्राग विष्णुना हतम् महासुरं कालनेमिं जदुभिः स विरुध्यत। वर्ड मीनिंग आत्मानम् पर्सनली इह इन दिस वर्ल्ड संजातम् बर्न अगेन जानन बाय अंडरस्टैंडिंग प्राक प्रीवियसली बिफोर दिस बर्थ विष्णुना बाय लॉर्ड विष्णु हतम वाज किल्ड महासुरम ए ग्रेट डेमन कालनेमिम बाय द नेम कालनेमी जदुभिहि विद द मेंबर्स ऑफ द जदु डायनास्टी सह ही कंस व्यरुध्यत एक्टेड इनिमिकली। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन इन दिस प्रीवियस इन हिज प्रीवियस बर्थ कंस हैड बीन ए ग्रेट डेमन नेम्ड कालनेमी and been killed by Vishnu. Upon hearing this information from Narada, Kamsa became envious of everyone connected with the Jadu dynasty. Purport: persons who are demons, enemies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are called Asuras. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Asuras, because of their enmity toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead, take birth after birth in Asura families and therefore glide down to the darkest hellish regions. Text 69 also. Ugrasenam cha pitaram jadu bhoja andhakadhipam swayam nigriha bhuje surasenan mahabalaha. Translation: Kamsa, the most powerful son of Ugrasena, even imprisoned his own father, the king of the Jadu, Bhoja and Andhaka dynasties, and personally ruled the states known as Surasena. Purport: the state known as Mathura was also included within the states known as Surasena. Om Ajnanam Timiranbhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhyur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Ritam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So today we are completing the first chapter of this Krishna's advent. So in these concluding verses, Sukhdev Goswami is describing how Kansa is so cruel, and about his activities, especially he punished all the members of the Jadu dynasty and imprisoned his own father. So now question may arise, why? Why he put in jail to his own father? And so in the first, since long time we are discussing that when Vasudev married Devaki, the last sister of Kamsa, the last daughter of Maharaj Devak. So, and the day after marriage, when the Barakanya, the Barabadhu, they are going back to their house, Vidayu Uchhav, in Mathura, Royal Street, full of people, both sides, full of thousands of people, they want to see the new married bridegroom, Vasudev and Devaki. And Kansa was driving the car. There was a new car, branded new golden car. And driver was ready with uniform, but somehow or other Kansa appeared there. Vasudev saw that Jubraj Kansa is there. He became humble. Oh, my dear Jubraj, yes, I want to go with my dear sister and see everything is okay in your house or not. No, of course you come. Vasudev tried to give some seat near to him. Come here and sit. No. I will drive the car. You want to drive? You are prince. Then he do isara to the driver. Go back and get loaded in DK. And so driver went back and he took over the driver seat, Kansa, and started driving. And Vasudev said, oh my dear Jubraj, why you are, don't worry, I have also heavy license, don't worry. Vasudev, I know that you are a good driver, but in a huge assembly, why you are such a respectable personality? No, for my dear sister I will drive. Okay, that's very good. And he was driving a few meters, then all the demigods, they were intention, and they announced, Akashvani happened. You foolish Kansa, you don't know? You are driving, your sister, his eighth son, will kill you. Oh, Kansa doesn't want, he never think that I will be killed. I will die, he was not thinking that like that. Because he already winned the Devaloka. And he said, Jamaraj is one of Devata also. So if you have already win over them, so what they will do? So I have conquered death. That's what I was thinking. But when the Devatas, and when he heard, he doesn't know whether who is saying that. First time in his career, in his life, he heard the word foolish concern. Who can tell me foolish? In my city, in my own city, who is that powerful person? Then he looked around, everybody was fearful. Oh, because they also heard first time in front of concern, somebody is telling such a, you foolish concern. So everybody said, concern understood, nobody is there in public. Nobody can say like that. So then he looked up sky, nobody is there. Then he understood, oh, the sound is coming from the sky, that means is spoken by demigods. They are hiding. They are fearful, they are hiding and announcing. And Kansa knew the nature of demigod. That demigods, they may be fearful, but they may be coward, but they can't speak lie. That Kansa knows. That they are speaking means that is fact. That the son of Devaki will kill me. Oh, this is Devavani. Then he become immediately, his hand was out from the steering. He was driving the car, driving the rath, in one hand chabuk, one hand the rath rein, and he left that immediately, took out the sword from his man, and jumped and climbed to the back, and he was in his left hand, just take the hairs of Devaki, take out his veil and take the hair of Devaki, and was ready to kill him, murder her on the spot. In front of huge gathering, Vasudeva is newly married, just sitting next to her, and he was, this is the nature of asuras. They were so attached to their kinsmen, their relatives, very much, very much love and attraction and attachment, as long as nobody is creating any trouble in their selfish motive. The moment somebody is creating trouble in their selfish desire, then they will change their form. The nature will totally, the real nature will comes out. And Kamsa, he arranged the marriage of Devaki and he spent high budget in whole Mathura city. Everybody was glorifying Kamsa. Oh, in history we have not seen the marriage like this. Kamsa is so nice, this, that. But now, by hearing this statement from Devata, Kamsa immediately showed his own form, his own nature. And he just about to kill her. And Vasudeva started to somehow or other save. And you have heard the long discussion between Vasudeva and Kamsa. Somehow or other, Vasudeva able to save by giving his promise that why you are killing your sister? The sister is not going to kill you, his son. So whatever son she will beget, I will give you. You will just kill. And in Mathura it is famous that Vasudeva is speaking truth. He is Paramasatyavadi. Kansa even accepted that. Kansa knows that. He said, are you saying Pramijini? Yes, Pramij. I am telling you. I will give the babies to you. So Kansa said, okay, you go. And this incident, this message, when Kansa is about to kill his own sister Devaki in Vidai Utsav, in the huge gathering in the royal road of Mathura, so some people, they ran towards royal palace and inform to Maharaj Ugrasen that your son, eldest son Kamsa, is doing like that. Ugrasen, by getting this message, he became angry and he was ready to go and take some action. He was coming out with some of his soldiers and he was getting ready. So Kamsa, by getting the hearing the promise from Vasudev, he said, you go and he didn't drive also, he come back and he was returning back, and then the gate only, the king Ugrasen and which is some soldiers, he was just about to go through the gate and Kansa is coming inside the gate. And the gate only, both father and son, they met each other. And Ugrasen was in very angry mood and he shouted at Kansa, "You rascal Kansa, I heard that you are going to kill your sister. How come you do like that? How can you do this, sir?" So when Ugrasen was shouting, Kansa also shout back to his father in front of everybody in the gate. And he neglected his father and they had a hot argument. Some few arguments happened, and this hurt argument, he didn't care, his father just went inside to his palace. And Vasudev says, "Oh, my son, what a son he is." So Vasudev was becoming very upset by the dealings of Kansa. And from that day, both father and son, they were not talking each other, not looking each other. Kansa will come some purpose, he will look the eyes, "Oh, do this sign, do this." He will not seek to his father and not, didn't talk to him directly. Neither father also talked to Kansa. They have a different behavior from that day. And after 10 months, the Devaki's first son took birth, first son of Devaki. And Kansa got the message. He was expecting, let us see what Vasudev will do, he will bring or not. And he was thinking Vasudev may, he will call and ask permission Kamsa. So this is the first son. So the announcement was the 8th son. So do you want to me to take him to you? So Kamsa was thinking, if he asks me then I will say, "Okay, don't worry, leave it. I am not going to kill him, the first one." Kansa was thinking like that, but he doesn't know. Vasudev was so true person. He took that new baby in his lap and was coming to Kansa's palace to give him. He said, "Take it, whatever you want to do." And the gatekeeper, the security came and said, "Maharaj, Vasudev is waiting with the baby son." "Really? Okay. Allow." So Vasudev said, "This is your nephew." Kansa just have a look and he said, "Okay, I have no fear for this child, take it back." And he saw Vasudev was not happy. He was full of tension when he was bringing, when he was taking back, also in the same mood. Then Kansa was very political. He said, "Why he is not happy? I gave this child back. I didn't kill him, kill that baby, and he is not still not happy." And Vasudev was going back to his house with the baby. All the citizens of Mathura, they were curious, what is going on? And they saw Vasudev come back with this, and they glorify Kansa. "Oh, Kansa is really merciful." And they get back, Vasudev is so nice. And at that point, Narada landed. Narada appeared in the scene and he instigated Sisi Nitayagur Sundar, Sisi Krishna Balaram, Sisi Radha Sanchi. And when Narada appeared in the palace of Kansa, Kansa was standing up to welcome Narachi and offer worship. Then Narada said, "Baba, he didn't allow Kansa to offer proper respect to him even." He said, "Kamsa, you know, I have so much attachment, affection for you, and I am so busy person. I came because due to so much love I have for you, that's why I come to you. You don't know?" "No, yes, yes, sir. Any new information?" "Yes. This current information regarding you, that's why." "What is that?" "No, I heard that you have given back to the baby son of Vasudev, first son." "No, yes, because he is the first son. The announcement was about 8th son." Then Nara started laughing. "Oh, I don't know. It is really strange. How come the Maharaj calling me? the Asura king Kalanami is not recognizing himself. And then he gave the whole detailed history of his previous birth. And how in Devasura Sangram killed and he got again life and he tapasya and this all the whole history, how he took birth here, everything. And he also give information who are they and these things. And then after that then he make a drawings of a lotus with 8 petals. Then he said, oh my dear Kansa, can you count which petal is first, which is 8? Count it, there are 8 petals. Kansa started 1, 2, 3. Then Vasudeva said, Narada said, if you start counting from this, if you make this one, then this will be 8. If you make this one, this will be, any petals can be 1, any petals can be 8. It is depending upon your counting. Because all 8s are there. If you count from here, this is 8. If you count from here, this will be 8. Kansa couldn't understand. What are you saying? What is the secret to that? That is death notice. Devata, you don't know, they are so duplicitous. They can count from any point. If they count from the end, the 8th one is the first and this is the 8th one. Really? No, yes. Ankanam Bhamanagati. This is nature of counting. Kansa became furious. His figure and form changed totally. Nara said, okay, I'm going. I just gave you the information. You take care, I'm going. And Narada went out. Kansa immediately ordered to security, tell the soldier to get ready and get my car and driver. And immediately Kansa came out. He was trembling with fear and boarded in his rath and straight towards Vasudev's house. Vasudev just now he reached and was giving the child back to Devaki and in the delivery ward, and the nurses and all other women were there. Vasudev just gave the child back to Devaki and coming back to his house, he saw in front of gate Kansa's car was getting parked. What is happening here? And Kansa jumped out from his car. He just jumped. He has no patience. He jumped and rushing inside the palace. Vasudev, he used to offer respect, but Kansa was careless. He was not looking at him. He was directly going towards the delivery ward because he was used to go Vasudev's palace many times before, because among Vasudev's wives, many of his own sister. So he used to go. So he went directly to the delivery ward. There, Devaki, Mother Devaki was having the child in her lap. Few nurses were there. And many his co-wives, so they are there. Most of them are her sisters only. They are there. But when all of them they saw that this furious Kansa, the brother of Devaki, he was rushing like so angry mood. His eyes were burning with like fire. They become stunned. They become like statue. They couldn't utter a word even. And Kansa was rushing. And Devaki, at a glance, he saw his brother Kansa in this mood. And he just shouted, Bhaiya, oh my brother. But Kansa was merciless. He took the feet of that newborn baby, and snatched, pulled out from the lap of Devaki. Devaki was shouting in a crying voice and fainted. Immediately, she became senseless by this action. Bleeding was still going on. And the nurses and the other maid servants, they were stunned. They were seeing what is going on here. In front of them, this Pisacha Kansa, this cruel demon Kansa, he took out this new baby in the feet in his hand and put it in the courtyard, there is a stone. They accepted it. throw into the stone. In front of everybody, the newborn baby, so soft head and so soft body, became chutney and full of blood everywhere. In even Kansa's dress was some blood spots are there. Everywhere blood, fresh blood. Kansa didn't wash his hand even. Turn around, straight walk in front of Vasudev, shouting at Vasudev. Vasudev was looking, yes. You are arrested. Okay, sir. What okay? Go and get loaded in the car. Okay, sir. Without any objection, without uttering any single sentence, Vasudev followed Kansa to his car and climbed and sit down. Then Kansa shouted, not only you, Devaki too. Call Devaki also. Oh, Vasudev looked back. In his courtyard, some of his wives were there and some nurses were there, and the just Ishara, just sign, bring Devaki also. Mother Devaki was in senseless position. She was in senseless position, bleeding is still going on. And the few of these nurses and wives, the co-wives, sisters, they just took Devaki out from that place, in that senseless position, in this position, and get her loaded in the car. Vasudev was holding her in this senseless position. And Kansa told the driver, drive towards state jail. And the car was going towards jail. And the citizens of Mathura, they were is looking, it's almost 10 o'clock day. Everybody is out, everybody is seeing in front of everybody. Kansa is doing this kind of activities. And this message that Kamsa killed the new baby of Vasudev and Devaki, and cruelly they arrested both of them and taking to jail, put them into jail. This message spread around Mathura city like forest fire. And this message came to the royal palace. Maharaj Ugrasen heard it and he became so angry and agitated. He immediately stood up and shout to the top of bhayas, who is there? Go and arrest Kamsa. This Jadav Mahasabha will take proper judgment and action against him. This is too much. He passed this order from the royal assembly. When he was passing the order, he knew, he was angry, but he knew it is not that easy. Why? Because Kamsa, when he was a child, Vasudev, he didn't know the history, but he accepted him as his son. But the color was totally different, the nature was totally different from the beginning. Kamsa was just totally blackish color and so strong and stout. His body was like so strong, like thunderbolt. And when he was a young boy, he was not interested in studying. He was interested in wrestling. And wrestling match and fighting and all that. And he was a state champion. When he was a student, he was interest in studies, but he was in sports, he was state champion in wrestling match and fighting in club and all that, Gadajuddha and all that. And by seeing the strong and fighting nature of Kamsa, his father Maharaj Ugrasen appointed him, when he became young, appointed him as Senapati of his army, chief of his army. Kansa, when he was appointed as commander of army, and within few days he started changing some general posts. He changed and he bring some new, he appointed some new person according to his nature. Some demoniac, cruel personality he appointed in this post. And those who are very much loyal to the throne, loyal to Ugrasen, they were thrown out. And they went without any reason, without any cause, he just thrown us. Then Vasudeva said, what he can say, I am not speaking to him, he is not. So just, okay, come and stay here. He gave appointment at his bodyguard. And hundreds and thousands of bodyguard increased of Maharaj Ugrasen, because Kamsa is getting one away and he is taking. What to do? Because Vasudev knows, now Ugrasen knows that they are very loyal. But Kamsa was doing in his own way, and within few days he captured the whole army. It was a tradition in Jadu dynasty that the youngest son will be the Uttaradhikari, will be the king. The eldest son will not. It was coming down from King Jadu, from Jajati's time. From Jajati's time, Jajati gave boon that my eldest son will not become king, I will give the throne to my youngest son. And they were following their tradition. From that time, all the way, always in Jaduvansa, the last son will be the king. Even Ugrasen was the youngest son. Devak was the eldest. But because he is youngest, he became the king. This parampara, the tradition, Kansa broke in his time. How? So when this message, and Ugrasen, Maharaj Ugrasen became very angry and passed the order, go and arrest Kamsa and bring him here, we will do the judgment here. The whole Jada Mahasava will take the decision. So one messenger was running towards jail because Kamsa was there. Within his time, Kamsa was so expert in taking care and planning. So all his army people, they were considering him as king. They were calling him Juvraj. Some other people say, why they are calling like him? But Kamsa was not opposing. And when Kamsa took Vasudeva and Devaki inside the jail, the jailer was there. He was the old man, and there is a jail in Mathura city, and the jailer was there. In his whole life career, he has not seen that somebody, prisoner was there inside. He never, in his whole life, he has not seen. He was just as a guard, he was there and taking his payment. Once in a year before Diwali, they used to renovate some white washing, something. Otherwise, nothing, nobody was coming inside. Whole his lifetime, 60 years is empty like that. Because in the previous, the kings, they never happened. They were so nice kings. Nobody was there, was criminal. But Kamsa was not king now. Ugrasen is king. But first time, he opened the door of the jail. And who is going inside? Vasudev. The famous personality in the whole Mathura city, he was considered as like so respected personality, like demigod. Everybody, as Anakadundhi, we used to respect, worship like Vasudev like anything. He was such a highly respected personality. And in his lap, Devaki, mother Devaki, was Tribhuvaneswari, because he will be the future mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was announced, everybody knows. Everybody knows that she will be the mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Same Devaki Mata. Now, and the father Vasudev, he is carrying his wife Devaki, who was in senseless position, and still most part of his body in the pool of blood, and he took, the room was not clean. There's nobody staying there. This unclean room, and Kamsa put them there. They were just inside that room, and Kamsa said, okay, don't speak anything. And Vasudeva was staunch with this senseless wife. Still bleeding is going on. And Kamsa come out and told the jailer, careful. And he was moving out. At that time the messenger arrived there. What message? Now this recent message is that you are arrested. Kansa started laughing. I am arrested? Who passed the message? Maharaj Ugrasen. Now go back. Tell the Sanapati to arrest the king. The messenger, what to do? He knows that he will slap me now. I have to follow his order too. He turned his horse back, run back. And when he was running, Kansa was also with high speed, he was with his car, his rath was following. And the messenger just went directly to the Senapati's bhavan. And Senapati bhavan told that this is the immediate message, then immediately to take action. And take care of the whole royal palace and you have to arrest the king. So Senapati ordered all the soldiers and taking all the soldiers, demoniac soldiers there, getting together in front of royal palace. And because of this message, because of this action, everybody, all the young Jadavas, those who are in shelter and very, very high post, those Jadavas, those are loyal, those who are responsible, they can't tell it. How come Kansa doing like that with Devaki and Vasudev? So they became very agitated. They became very angry and they are all coming to royal palace and complaining with Ugrasen with their weapons that we should take some action. Oh my dear king, we have to take some action. The king was saying, yes, I am ready. So hundreds and thousands of young, powerful Jadavas, they were getting together and they are getting ready to oppose Kamsa. That somehow or other, we have to take proper action against Kansa. They are getting just ready. And in the outside the gate, the army chief with all his soldiers, they were trying to get inside to arrest the king. This is the scenario. And all these powerful soldiers, followers of Kansa, they were trying to get inside the royal gate. And all these young Jadavas soldiers, they are trying to come out of the, they are opposing. They are just opposing. No, you can't come inside. So it is first some argument, hot argument, then it took fighting. Not fighting, it's war start there. Furious war starts there. With full energy they fight each other. War. And Kansa reached there and he is looking how the war is going on, and he saw that his father Ugrasen with sword in his hand is shouting and coming, and his followers, Kamsa's soldiers, even if they are getting attacked, they are not daring to attack back to the king. They have still some respect in their heart. They think, oh, who is the king? Is the senior most old king? How can they? Even they are getting attacked, but they are not still feeling themselves to attack back or catching. In that mood, Kansa was looking. And he can't tolerate these things. He says, these are weak. He can't tolerate. He jumped again with his huge club in his hand. And the whole scenery was changed. He was so cruel and so powerful and strong enough, and he was with his club, with one stroke, few, maybe two, three of persons in one stroke get killed, get murdered. He is so powerful, and just some crying sound is coming and getting killed, getting murdered. So within few times, Kansa murdered many of them, this Jadavas, and he went directly in front of his father, Ugrasen. And he forgot, he has no hesitation to fight against his father. He immediately strike against the right arm of King Ugrasen. Ugrasen's, from his hand, the sword fell down. And he also himself fell down somehow or other like this. And the Ugrasen then stood up and saw in front of his son, his eldest son. And he spoke immediately in the top of his voice, "You are not my son. I disown you. I quit you. Please kill me. I want to be murdered. Immediately you kill me." And he, by saying that, he in his hand he took out the mukut, the royal helmet, and thrown away. Said, "I am no more. I want to be killed by you. Kill me." But Kamsa, he didn't kill his father. In that condition, he hold one of his hand and pull forcibly, and almost he fell down his father, and he was dragging his father, and the whole royal courtyard was full of dead body and fresh blood, full of blood and fresh dead bodies. On the top of that, he is dragging his father, own father, and in that position he bring to his car and get him loaded. The same car which was used to drive Devaki and Vasudeva to jail, the same car King Ugrasen get loaded. Again, before sunset, one more time he went back to the jail. And the jail door again opened before evening one more time. And the jailer saw this King Ugrasen. He became, how come he also? And Kamsa didn't talk to the jailer. He went inside, dragging his father, and another room opened. Okay, you are here. Just put inside them. That room was not clean too. And come inside, out the jail, and talk to the jailer. He said, "Oh jailer," "No, Chupras," he saw the furious action. He said, "You are already old, so better you should take retirement. I'll take care of your pension, no problem. Just go straight to your house now, from here. Take auto fare and go from here." From then and there, he threw him away, and immediately ordered somebody, like demoniac nature, he appointed then, immediate appointment another new jailer. And he knows, because they are very loyal, these people are very loyal to the king, so he wants to change all the loyal person. And he come back, but nobody was stopping, because thousands of young Jadavas, they are murdered, Kamsa, and their relatives, they were running around, they are going, "Forget, we don't have place here, better we have to go some other country." And only supporters of Kamsa's demons are there. Kamsa come back. He was so shameless, not only merciless, he was so shameless. He went within this dead body, on this is blood, in front of the palace. Ugrasen was in his hand, he take out his helmet and throwing the mukut was thrown there. He took the mukut from the ground and put on his head. And in that evening only, he called some of his ministers. He said, "Tell the municipality department to take clean it nicely." I said, "Okay, they are cleaning, taking bed, so I am the self-made king now. So no date fixed, no some puja, something, you know, mangalacharan. When somebody is thrown, you know, it's abhishek something, nothing happened. No mantra, jantra, tantra. He was self-made king. He take the helmet himself, Rajmukut, and put on his head like this and sit down. He said, "Now I am the king. And who will stop?" He said, "Yes, sir, you are the king." So he passed, royal order, he passed. "Anybody is my yes man." Anybody said yes to me, then he will be proper citizen. Otherwise, all other will consider as Rajadrohi. Oh, the first royal order. And then the second order he passed. All these Jadus and Brishnis, why they are with so much reach and opulence? That is not their property. They are all king's property. Take out all their chala sampati, achala sampati. All their land and the cows and horses and cars. The next day, the soldiers will go and take out from them. And the jail, inside the jail, the jailer was changed. The whole night, in that room, Vasudeva and Devaki. Vasudeva was crying, waiting. Devaki was still senseless. In midnight, at least, Devaki got his sense back and started crying again. Oh my Lala, even she was in that mood. Oh my child, she was crying. And Vasudeva was trying to pacify her. They could not sleep the whole night. They were crying. And just both of them are thinking, how come our baby son got killed? Newborn baby got killed. How your son born and got killed? In front of that room, another room, that old man, King Ugrasen, he also, whole night awake, he was not sleeping. He was also crying. Why my son not killed? Why my son is still there in life? He should be killed. And there he is crying, why my son killed? Yes. Maharaj Ugrasen was in jail, and his only sorrow is that, okay, my kingdom has gone, I am in jail, all respect, everything gone, opulence gone, I am in jail. That doesn't matter. The only matter of regret that I am a father of a worst son. That only hunting him. That is only hunting him. Which was so, he had so much loving relation with the praja. And when he hearing that what kind of activities his son is doing, he is getting so much disheartened. That's why he was crying. And Kansa announced himself, he was a self-made king, and started torturing the citizens of Mathura. And how he started torturing, in the beginning of the second chapter, Sukadev Goswami will give a description about his torturing of Kamsa, among with all his demoniac minister like Pralamba, Baka, Dhenuka and all that, with them. Because when Kamsa became king, almost all the good citizens, they left the Mathura and they went out. He said, now it is not place. All Vasudev's wives and Vasudev's brothers, there are 10 brothers, they all of them left. He said, how can we stay here? The whole room was seized, the wealth they have taken away. So all the good citizens, they left Mathura. So the Kansa got a message, oh my dear king, the all good people, they are living. No problem, let them go. They are not my followers. They are followers of my father. Let them go. Now but it is becoming empty. No problem. He started inviting all his friends, terrorists, all gundas. He said, come down. Free accommodation, free prasad. Said, no problem. Lodging, wedding, free. High royal facilities. So the whole Mathura city was full by the demoniac people, terrorists. And now how the torture of whoever they are in citizens of Mathura, the description will be there in the beginning of the second chapter. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki.